Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the Endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation today is with Clarence Crawford, Chief Financial Officer and Chief Administrative Officer of the Patent and Trademark Office. Good morning, Clarence.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Steve Watson. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Mr. Crawford. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, Clarence, perhaps you could begin by telling us about the Patent and Trademark Office, or PTO as I understand it's referred to, and perhaps tell us about its mission and its activities.
Well, we are a $1 billion fee-funded agency. Our mission is to promote the intellectual property rights in the United States, to strengthen the economy. We essentially have two major lines of business. One is a policy role, where we provide advice to the Secretary of Commerce and to the President on intellectual property rights and protections. We also have a secondary role, which is a very large role, and we are, in effect, a factory. We issue patents and trademarks. We issue hundreds of thousands of patents and trademarks each year. We play a critical role in the economy. If you listen to the Federal Reserve, they will argue that much of the economic boom of the 90s were driven by technological innovation. Well, this is what we do. We issue protected technological innovations. And if you continue to listen to the Federal Reserve, you will hear them also state that that same technological innovation will probably help bring the country out of the current economic slowdown. The PTO is an exciting place. It's we think of ourselves as being like a business, not a business. We are a federal agency. We still have to adhere to federal rules. We are part of the executive branch. We receive an appropriation, although we're fee-funded. But our mission is a very important one, but in some ways it's a very easy one, and it lends itself to being business-like. We produce things at the end of the day. It's pretty easy to figure out whether we've been successful. Do we issue a patent or do we issue a trademark? Those are pretty easy to measure. The kinds of employees that we have, we're about 6,300 employees. Most of our employees are in the patent organization. They are engineers and scientists. We recruit, just like the private sector, for the very best people we can find. On the trademark side, we have trademark attorneys. Again, the competition is very steep. Intellectual property is a very hot area. We've had to be very, very creative in our recruitment and retention strategies. In addition, we have other lawyers in our joint general counsel's organization. We have a sizable information technology organization. You have my organization made up of administrative people and financial people. And we also have technical people. We have a number of support staff, and we have a good number of contractors. We have seen a change, and we anticipate a change in the way we'll do business. We'll become more digital in the future. So we've made a conscious decision to hire more of our technical support staff under contract as opposed to career government employees in anticipation of changes in the workforce.
Clarence, what are your responsibilities as Chief Financial Officer and Chief Administrative Officer? What skill sets does this position require?
I'm a pretty simplistic guy, so I've had to distill it to something that I can understand and remember. One of my chief responsibilities is to create and grow value. Not unlike CFOs in the private sector, my goal is to help the organization improve the quality of the products and services and to do it at the lowest possible cost. My responsibilities include financial management. We have a great organization. We have received clean opinions in our financial management area for the past 8 years. We merged our strategic planning and budgeting shop several years ago, so we have an integrated planning and budgeting shop already in place. We've been recognized as being one of the better ones in federal government. Our procurement shop is considered a leader in federal procurement. We're about to start a pilot looking at reverse auctioneering. Our human resources shop, we've made a number of changes there. They were very successful in helping the patent organization achieve a 10% special pay rate, one of the few in the federal government. We've made a number of changes and improvements. Our civil rights organization, when you look at the Patent and Trademark Office, we're probably one of the most diverse employers in the entire country. In our administrative services area, we move thousands of files a day. Some files are just a couple of pages. Some files can be boxes of pages. Space acquisition, we're going to be moving to Carlisle. We are in the final stages of the planning. We hope to go to closing within the next 30 days. When that happens, and when we construct the complex, we will be the fourth largest federal complex. We'll be over 2 million square feet. We'll be in five buildings. This will be a great improvement over where we are today. We're in Crystal City. We're in 18 buildings on 118 separate floors. So managing it and managing the process is a little bit of a challenge when you're so spread out. I also have security. Had we had this interview in August, I would have just mentioned security and moved right along. We've made a number of improvements there. We have worked hard, and we've reduced the numbers of crimes against property, theft of property. We've cut that by 47% in a year. But I think probably one of the more interesting and challenging aspects in this area is in the wake of 9/11. We are the largest recipient of express mail in the world. Our express mail comes through the Brentwood facility. We receive 10 of those mail carts a day. That's about 7,000 to 8,000 pieces of mail a day. We had an anthrax scare. Since we're downstream from Brentwood, we had to bring in a contractor to test the environment. One of the things that we did very well, I'm not sure exactly how we figured it out, maybe just being very fortunate, we communicated and told everyone everything. So we ended up bringing in a firm. They came in their spacesuits, and we did our testing, tested the air filtration systems and the light. Then we got a call back and said that three of the samples were suspicious. So we went out and told the employees everything, put it all out for them. We, working with the CDC, we concluded and found that we didn't have anthrax. It was a great lesson. We have beefed up our security in the organization, but nothing will be probably as it was. About the middle of October, we've received very little mail through Brentwood. So we've had to come up with an alternative mailing process. But for us, that's about 6 weeks of mail. The mail not only includes applications, the mail also includes sometimes checks. And since we have what is called an offsetting appropriation, we're fee-funded, the money is appropriated back to us. In order to spend the money, we have to collect the money. So we are watching this very carefully as we go. I think in terms of the skills, I think having a good understanding of the business, having a good mix of financial and administrative skills and experiences, I think the leadership is very critical. The interpersonal skills are very critical. When I spoke before about my role in helping grow value, I don't own the patent process. I don't own the trademark process. I don't own the CIO's activities. So much of what I have to do is by way of encouragement and working with my colleagues to make improvements. Sometimes, as anyone in this business knows, you also sometimes need to have a little thick skin as well.
It's time for a break. Come back with us after the break as we continue our conversation with Clarence Crawford of PTO. In the next segment, we'll ask him about the new technology PTO is using. This is the Business of Government Hour.
The PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government recently published a report, Audited Financial Statements, Getting and Sustaining a Clean Opinion. It details the steps that agencies must take to improve financial management and pave the way to a sustainable clean opinion. The author Doug Brook shares case studies of successful and unsuccessful agencies and makes recommendations about resource, leadership, and technology for those agencies working toward a clean opinion. For free copies of this report, visit our website at endowment.pwcglobal.com or call us at 703-741-1077.